Why podcasting? That is the question that we are going to be answering in today's Authority Engine TV episode. So I'm Ben Kruger. This is Authority Engine TV, where I'm dedicated to helping you grow your business using the power of podcast marketing every Thursday morning. Let's do it, folks. All right, so why podcasting? You've heard that content is king, and what we're going to be talking about today will help you figure out what kind of content you should be focusing on. So in the past, there's been a lot of focus on why blogging is the thing, man. You've got to be blogging. And it's because it allows you to reach out, to connect with a lot of different people. And in the form of the word or the written word, a lot of people can read your stuff. They can do it on the go. It's really great for creating, kind of creating that initial outreach and that initial touch. And one of the great things about blogging and that people have discovered is you can get really consistent with it. You can provide really good value with a blog. So now what we're going to do is we're going to take that concept, but we're going to apply it to podcasting because of a few reasons. Number one, with podcasting, people can take it on the go. They don't have to be looking at something and reading. And so you can be jogging, walking the dog, driving to work. I mean, you've heard it all before. That is when people will be consuming podcast content, is when they're actually doing other things, but they're mentally focused on what you're listening to or what they're listening to, and you're providing them with your podcast. Number two, and this one's my favorite, it's so much easier to do a podcast episode than it is to write a really high quality blog post. If you look at any of the bigger bloggers out there that do really stellar work and ask them, they could put anywhere from like 5 hours minimum up to, you know, some significant time into one blog post. A podcast episode does not have to take that long. Even if it has a guest, you might reach out to them, spend a little bit of time lining up that call. Then on the call, it's a half hour to an hour. And you have some post-production work afterwards, which, by the way, if you want to get that handled, we're more than willing to help, so you can check out our services. But all in all, as said and done, it's going to take so much less time to do a podcast, and you can also get written content out of it as well, so there's the SEO benefit as well. And finally, why podcasting? I like it because it allows the listener to really get to understand who the host is. So particularly if you're running a business where you need to be the expert or the consultant, or you want people to understand that that your company is very relatable, it's very easy to get along with, your products or services or membership is exactly what they want, and you can help them through your personality and your expertise, podcasting is perfect because they get to listen to the sound of your voice, they get to hear how you interact with other people if you do interviews or if you have a co-host. They get to hear it really like more of a real story from you as opposed to a blog post that is very meticulously planned out. Not to say that you can't plan out a podcast episode, but it's more raw, it's more real, and it feels more real to the listener because they are literally plugged in. They have you in their earbuds talking into their ears and giving them advice or, you know, entertaining them or whatever it may be. So those are three reasons why podcasting is such a valuable marketing tool. And there's so many more, but this is really the highlights of what it can do for you.